Hi, everybody. So we're going to talk about the nervous system and the digestive system today. And Amelia and I have been chatting about this a lot. So there's a lot going on. So tell me what you've been thinking about the nervous system lately, Amelia.
That's a very, very big question. Just a little background. I've done a lot of work with healing the nervous system. I've had a few adrenal crashes with my own traumatic experiences. So I've had to rebuild my nervous system a few times. And so I've learned a few techniques. I've done different trainings, and all this is to bring it up to now so that we can all learn to heal ourselves. But the nervous system regulates so much in our body, and it can speed up and slow down our digestion. It can affect how if our digestion functions, how well it's working, how much stomach acid you're producing, and it really governs so much, which is why I do a lot of spinal cord activations for my clients too, just to open up that entire nervous system through the spine. But I'm seeing that people are having a lot of new digestive things, or maybe some old stuff that's coming back to the surface, and digestion like they've never really had before. So things are trying to clean out, but our body's also trying to show us what aspects of us need to heal. Excuse me.
Yeah, so the stomach acid thing really contributes to a bunch of different things and can cause leaky gut if you don't have enough. Also, and I'm going to get into this in another episode, but if you are not digesting properly, then you can cause leaky gut to happen. A lot of stuff that's been going on has been the nervous system is shifting gears now and it's going back to its original blueprint, which has caused a lot of nervous system kind of activity and also a little bit of craziness has shown up with the nervous system. And remember that your digestive system is also, can I digest this information? And when you go into fight or flight, you don't digest. It just sits there. It sits there like you ate a pound of oatmeal and it's just like a lead weight in your stomach. So when you go into fight or flight, you're messing up your digestive system. And some of us have been programmed to go into fight or flight every moment, like over nothing, over tiny, tiny things. Yeah. So deprogramming fight or flight and talking to your body about it. Like people have gotten upset because of a nasty email and they go into fight or flight, or somebody is rude. Like the other day, somebody flipped me off in traffic and I could have gone into fight or flight at that point, but I was like, no, not interested. You're going to get instant karma for that. And I think they did. But also just allowing yourself to know, you know what? There's no bear chasing me. I'm actually fine. And that does not get to affect my nervous system. So those kind of things are really important right now. And there's a lot of triggering things happening and people being triggered all the time. So try and extract yourself from things that trigger you normally. And looking at all the news of what's going on is very triggering. And we're not digesting it that well. So don't feed it to yourself either, because you're feeding it to your nervous system, which is pausing your digestive system.
And a lot of how the inner child is responding to the world around us right now is also disrupting digestion, because it is that it's causing us to go into that am I safe fight or flight mode, like you're saying. And that's when and when your stomach acid isn't as strong as it needs to be, which is probably most of America. And that was a book I read from the 80s, said 85% of us did not have enough stomach acid. So We need to calm that, have enough. And then it also protects us against parasites. It protects us against extra bacterias and other pathogens to keep our digestion clean. But really, just telling yourself you're safe if you're feeling that moment that's building up, and just talking to your inner child can really help digestion. Even talking to your digestion. For years, it's like when I would travel, it's like things would just slow down. Like, it doesn't need to. It doesn't need
No.
to. So just saying, you know what, you're safe here. Like, it's okay to let go. So that's huge, because our inner child is trying to integrate with this massive energy, and it's a lot we're processing.
It is, it's a lot. And allowing your body to accept the extra light codes that are coming in from the human. And talking to your body about it and talking to your body. Like, if you can feel the nervousness or the stress, like starting to creep up your body, talk to your body about it and say, okay, guess what? That guy just cut us off in traffic, but we're okay. The car is okay. We're not on the side of the road. And we're just going to go forward and put some energy out that is going to make sure that the car is seen. And that I'm safe, and let's let it go. Let's just let it go. Because I think we've been taught to trigger our nervous system kind of every moment, like whatever's going on, unless you're grounding and sitting outside with the trees, you're highly likely that there's a moment that's going to bother you. Yeah.
Yes. And if you're pushing too hard too, that's when I notice that my system goes, wait, we can't do that anymore. So giving yourself, intermittent breaks to just really calm and do some deep breathing and reset the nervous system so you can digest. Just take an inventory of where you are. Why are you feeling so t tight and tense and not digesting? Like, what is it that hit you? And then just send love and forgiveness to that and send it away. Just
Yeah.
let it go.
Yeah, we don't need to hang on to anything. And that's going to be the beautiful thing that we learn as we go. But hanging on to things is actually like a 3D behavior that we've learned, and we don't need it. Especially stress. Let it go.
No, let it go. Yeah, I try to do that a few times throughout the day, and then I also support my body with digestive support. If I muscle test, if I need enzymes to help with things, or are there enough minerals? Because minerals will help digestion too, because it gives enough spark to keep it active and moving and flowing for your nervous system and the digestive pieces. So
Yeah.
that's huge. Sun gazing, huge to keep the digestion moving. Just, oh, I could list 20 other things to help with that, but massive. And if you're feeling a little stuck, take a little extra magnesium citrate or some vitamin C and see if that just gets things moving along, or do a salt flush if you're really dedicated. So,
Yeah. It's kind of amazing like what minerals can do for your body, and also like the sun gazing brings in the things that you get from meat. Those my brain is not like computing what the name of it is, but
amino acids.
amino acids, yeah. So the things that you're getting from protein can come through your eyes, and then you don't need as much protein either. And protein is like a huge topic right now. Everybody's like, you need to have 100 grams of protein every day. And I don't know if that's really accurate anymore. I feel like we're shifting out of that.
No.
And for me, I'm eating protein once a day and separately. So, and I'm sun gazing. So I'm getting those amino acids. And you can also take them in a pill. If you need them. But getting your body the right nutrients is really big right now because we're moving through nutrients and minerals so fast because our body's rebuilding itself back to the original blueprint.
Right. It
And
needs
it's a big deal.
resources. Yeah. We have resources and we're building and we're expanding what our capacity for resources, but as we are, we need more of them. So I sometimes find myself just like grabbing some extra celery juice for extra potassium or just more amino acids. I have a scoop of that, even if I have done sun gazing, or maybe it was like one of those days with my kids, I go, and I just need to just rebuild for the rest of the evening, just let the body rest and rebuild and rehydrate and make sure that we have all that we need. Because when you feel depleted with the nervous system and resources that your body has, then everything again slows down. So, yeah, keeping just, and you don't have to overdo it, and just be aware if you start to feel a little off. What do I need? Maybe it's just a pinch of salt. So,
Maybe, yeah.
maybe.
Magnesium's probably the biggest thing that people need. Magnesium and potassium,
The yeah.
probably the biggest. But just a good mineral complex
Yeah.
every day. We also need copper. That's why our hair grows. You know, there's a lot of minerals that are needed by the body that we used to get from our food. And that doesn't really happen that much anymore. So
Sadly.
we are supplementing, yeah, for minerals. And, you know, it's okay because we are building right now and you're basically remodeling your body. So give it the things that it needs to do its remodel. And we're going back to the original blueprint and it's crystalline. And we are crystalline at this point, but not all the organ systems are done redoing themselves. So you still have rooms in your body that you're still, you know, working on. You're still remodeling them.
Yes.
Yeah.
And we're all coming through this at different times whenever our body's ready to get there. But collectively, there are some themes as to which what parts of us are restructuring. But yeah, just the digestion's key. And a lot of it starts in the gut. Even if it's going to look different in the future, we're still working through those layers. So
Yes.
eat high vibrational foods that are easier to digest. Rest when you're eating your foods, chew a lot. People will choose and swallow it down, and the body's like, wait a minute, you're supposed to break that down up here first. So, and that produces more stomach acid. So just slow down. Talk about slow fashion, slow food, slow, it just slow it down just so your nervous system can really enjoy the process. So that's
Yeah,
huge.
it's huge. Magnesium will really help your nervous system, which will help everything else. So, keeping that in mind, but the nervous system is the key here to your digestion. And once the digestion gets weird, then it really is a lot of like different things that you need to do to help it. And we're going to continue that conversation in another video. But focus on your nervous system, you guys. It will really, really help you. And I mean, I know that my nervous system wasn't working right. And did I notice? Not at all. Didn't notice at all. So when you have a big soul, I've noticed that you bypass
Oh,
some of
yeah.
the body's processes. And right now we're coming back to paying attention to the body because the body is our vehicle here in this reality and we need to take care of it. So it's a really big deal right now. And that's why we're learning to pay attention to the body.
Yes.
Yeah.
I used to bypass a lot too. And when I would detox, I'm like, I don't feel a thing. But now I'm feeling every little thing. And I'm like, this is new. This is plus with leftover hypersensitivity from my own traumas. But it's really an interesting journey. I will mention a specific form of magnesium for anyone who's had maybe any more complex trauma. And it's usually comes in the form of like the neuro, it's the magnesium threonate. is the form that's really good. There's nine forms of magnesium. So that one is especially good for healing the brain and of any like trauma and things like that without using any diagnoses or anything like that. It can really help the nervous system to just really calm and reset and get rid of that fight or flight response that we've cultivated in this culture. So.
Yeah, that's really good. And I like to take a multi magnesium every day.
Me too.
And I've noticed that really helps. And it helps your muscles a tremendous amount too. And muscles have a lot to do with a lot of the functions in your body, including hormones. So paying attention to your entire body is
And
important, talking to it.
the fascia, I think, is another one that's tied into the nervous system too. That one's a really important one too. You know, just
It
stretch the
is.
body out, move the body, and just imagine light flow going through all those little microtubules of the fascia. So that'll really calm the nervous system as well.
It will, because they get kind of knotted up, and that doesn't help. And a lot of people don't really understand the fascia very well. And there's a new thing called a vestibule, or I don't know exactly what it's called, but they've just discovered. And it's something in the body that holds a lot of fluid. And I think it interacts with the fascia as well. So there's a lot of things that were really not talked about a few years ago, and they're becoming very important because they are systems in the body that have been ignored for a long time.
I wonder if that's talking about the vestibular part of the nervous system. Maybe something connected with that. 'Cause yeah, when I was, moving out of a certain level of fight or flight, I was doing a lot of swinging or walking or spinning, and that really helps to calm that part of the nervous system. So, whatever your body needs to just try to figure out to get it out.
Yeah, get it out.
Calm the nervous system and the vagus nerve too. Huge, huge. I'll just speak about one technique that's really good. I learned a lot from Donna Eden. She has a lot of really cool energy techniques, and one of my favorites is to place one hand here and a finger in the belly button and pull up on the belly button to calm the nervous system, because the belly button's going through its own little activation is what I'm picking up. So as connected to the nervous system, so it's important to nourish that part of you too.
It really is. And you can also put castor oil in the belly button. Think about the belly button. It is connected to absolutely everything. Every organ system in your body, that's where you got your nourishment. Well, guess what? All those little pathways are still there. So it's a really great place to detox. It's a great place to be kind to your body because it was your connection to your mother. And it's a really important part of your body. There are things where you can rub here, and that is not Donna Eden, but that is one of the things that she does. She goes over the ear and down the arm and out this hand. And you can, be on either hand, but basically what it does is it deactivates fight or flight. Yeah. And I loved her. I mean, she's amazing, you guys. So I would
Thank
definitely check her
you.
out.
Yeah, you can do the ear pulling too to reset the nervous system. And then her daughter did a video recently to connect the governing meridian and the conception meridian. You just kind of push in and push up right here. That's where they connect, is right here at the mouth. I didn't know that's exactly where they connected, but it like reconnects that circuit, which would calm the nervous system.
That's great. I mean, you could just pretend that you're resting your hand, I mean, to do all these crazy exercises, and I would be at work and I would run into the bathroom. I'd go in the bathroom, do all these crazy Donna Eden exercises, and then come back out. And, because nobody would understand that when I was doing that stuff, I was like,
Like the cross crawl.
Definitely, yeah, the cross crawl, and I was doing all these things, and I was definitely considered the weirdo of my workplace. And I didn't care, but I wasn't going to do all my weird exercises in front of everyone.
That reminds me, another one that she often muscle tests for is polarity. So I feel like some of us didn't come through completely back flipped in the right direction. I was picking that up with some of my clients when we moved into that 5D solid, era. So if you feel like you just haven't been very grounded recently, maybe check your polarity. That's an easy fix. Too, and that'll calm the nervous system. So,
Awesome.
yeah, lots of cool exercises there that you could do for her.
Yeah.
She's got a
She has a
vast.
kit you guys can get like on Amazon, an energy kit, and it's yellow.
Oh,
And she
really?
has all of her funny exercises in there. I think there's a little DVD. And I think at one point she had a pendulum in there, which I was like, really? Wow. But she's brilliant because she could actually see energy. So she was one of those people that could see your aura. And I know that my parents were at one of those, I don't know, energy fairs or whatever you want to call it, metaphysical fairs. And she talked about their energy and it was spot on. Yeah.
Wow,
So,
that's fun.
yeah, really fun. And there's some really great people, you guys, out there that are not, I mean, they're genuinely aware of what they're doing and they're doing a really beautiful job. And she's one of them. Yeah. So we really do like her. Yeah.
Yes, lots of cool
Yeah.
tips. Yeah, lots of ways to calm the nervous system from her and other people, and just do what your body needs too. For me, sometimes I'll just tuck my toes under, and that resets my adrenals. Just one of those techniques I learned. I don't even know where I learned that one, but or tapping on the kidney points just to bring down that pressure. Just
Yeah.
I use a lot of
Rub your
essential
feet.
oils. Yeah.
Rub your feet at night. Pull on your ears in the morning. I mean, there's all kinds of stuff. We have people that do a lot of facial exercises too. And that's actually really good for your organs, just the same as your ears, your hands, or your feet would be.
Yes. I know somebody who went got certified in facial reflexology, so it's pretty interesting stuff. So using a gua sha just to move the energy over your face can be helpful. Calming crystals. I use a bunch of different essential oils for my nervous system too. Not as many as I used to need, but they're still my go-to.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, smells are huge. Sound, healing bowls, all kinds of stuff, you guys. Explore what sparks your interest, and you'll find the thing that really works for you because
Yeah.
there's so many things that can work for you.
Yeah. But if you just need to get out of that moment of just like it's that maybe that anxiousness is rising, just find your favorite thing and always have that in your toolbox. For me, sometimes it's switching into gratitude.
Yeah.
Just
Take
move
a
out
deep
of whatever
breath.
thought process I'm rolling in and whoosh, switch it over.
Exactly. Yep. Love this. Love it, Amelia. Thank you so much.
Thank
And all of
you.
Amelia's information will be below. And I'll try and find that kit too, because I know I'm going to get that question now that we mentioned it.
Yes, I've not seen that
Okay.
one.
Bye, guys. Thank
Bye.
you.